You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Indigenous languages are etched in history, but a new study shows their future hangs in the balance.
We found that without intervention, language loss could triple within 40 years, which is the equivalent to a language being lost every month for the rest of the century.
That's co-author of the research, Professor Felicity Makins. The Australian National University study claims that of the world's 7,000 recognised languages, around half are already endangered, and 1,500 could disappear completely. The problem extends around the globe, with almost every continent home to dozens of endangered languages that may no longer be spoken by the end of this century. Professor Makins says the dominance of languages like English are the main cause.
One of the major findings of the study is that schooling is one of the primary drivers of language endangerment, so schooling in a regionally dominant language. And so the message from this really is about bilingual education and the need to support school curricula that both values Indigenous languages and supports those as well as the regionally dominant languages.
She says Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander languages are among those most at risk of being lost.
Prior to colonisation, there were more than 250 First Nations languages spoken, many more dialects. Now only 40 are still spoken and 12 are being learnt by children.
But not everyone agrees with this perspective. Professor Jacqueline Troy's work focuses on preserving languages.
We have about 407 languages in Australia. That's the sort of rough estimate now of how many languages are in the Australian group. I would say every single language has got somebody who claims it. And that means there's somebody for whom that language is not endangered. It's their language and they're keeping it going.
One thing there is consensus on is the need for greater funding to ensure Australia's rich linguistic tapestry continues into the future.
Our languages are not connected to any other languages in the world, as far as we know at this stage. So that suggests they're possibly the oldest continuous tradition of languages anywhere in the world.
Amy Hall, SBS News.